Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices on the boards of trade as we begin this new trading week, and things jumped out of the gate on an up note in Kansas City. For example, September wheat opened this morning at 847, up 14 and 3/4 cents. The Dease opened at 870, up 12. Minneapolis September spring wheat opened at 902, up 6. On the CME group, September wheat opened at 825, up 14. December wheat in Chicago at 849, up 14.5 cents. The May contract opened at 881.5, up 13.25, and July at 895, up 12.75. September corn opened this morning at 586 a bushel, up 8.75 cents. December opened at 604.5, up 8. March 623, up 7. July 645, up 7. And December of next year, 626, up 6 cents. August soybeans this morning opened at 14.13 a bushel, up 14.25 cents. September 14.05.5, up 17. November also up 17 on the open at 14.03.5. January beans opened at 14.16, up 12. The March 14.35, up 16.75. And May beans for next year 14.35, up 12.75. August soybean meal opened this morning at 383.50, up 8.80. September 377.50, up 8.50. August bean oil opened up a bit this morning, 59.20, up 3. September at 59.50, up 2. On the cattle side, or the livestock side of the CME group, the August live cattle contract opened this morning down 77.5 cents at 97.05 a hundredweight. October, 104.50, down 60. December, 106.80, down 50. February live cattle opened at 108 even, down 52.5. August feeder cattle opened this morning at 111 even, down 75. September, 111.25, down 70. October feeders opened at 112.75, down 52.5. And November at 113.45, down 77.5. August lean hogs opened at 79 even, up 40. October up 12.5 on the open at 73.95. December 75.30, up 10. February lean hogs 82.45, up 2.5. And the July pork belly contract opened at 75.20, up 242.5. August at 76 even, up 167.5.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Outside markets are looking like this. The crude oil contract started lower, but it's crept up in the last couple of seconds. In fact, up 24 cents a barrel at $123.50 on the September contract in New York. The metals, the September silver contract is at $17.31, down 7. And the gold for August is trading at $924.50 an ounce, down $2.30. The U.S. dollar index is down 11 at 72.73. The CRB index is at 411.36, down 86. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 0.5%, or 67, almost 68 points at 11,303. The NASDAQ is down 8 1/3 points at 2302. And the S&P 500 index is down 1 3/4 points at 1256. Looking at the current trade in Chicago right now, September wheat is trading at 7 cents up. That board is anywhere from up 7 to up 21 3/4 cents. Well, actually, the March contract is not trading at this point, so about 5.5 to 7 cents up. Corn is up between 4.5 to 6 cents, and the beans are up from 3.25 on the nearby contract to 12 for January of next year. Joining us with a look at the markets on this Monday is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Tom.
We saw a higher open, then they backed off a little bit.
Yeah, we saw some strength on some positive news and higher overnight trade. Then I think the funds used the higher open here to sell a little bit. They've been in a liquidation mode. They've been huge longs in the marketplace. And looking at open interest there from Friday, they exited or the trade lost over 29,000 contracts in the corn and 10,000 contracts in the beans, suggesting, you know, we're continuing to see some people sort of exit the marketplace for sale, say, and the higher going here, I'm sure there's some willing sellers. But the key right now is probably the weather forecast. They've sort of got a mixed bag across the entire growing region, with the south and southwest seeing extremely warm, dry conditions, and the northwest probably seeing too wet conditions. This afternoon's crop conditions reports expected to show some improvement through the Midwest, but some deterioration in that south-southwest. We'll have those numbers out here this afternoon and see how the trade digests that news as we go in the overnight trade, for say. But also, too, in this price break, we've seen in all the commodities, we've seen renewed export interest. South Korea did come forward and buy 112,000 tons of U.S. corn. Continue to see a steady appetite from Asia for our U.S. beans. Then, too, there's been a pickup in export business for wheat, too. So with the sell-off in here and the weaker U.S. dollar, some of the exporters saw some fair value in our grain complex, Tom.
Notice that the nearby August bean contract just turned downward. Any reason between the split between old crop and new crop?
Well, mainly maybe new crops taking over leadership here from a hotter, drier forecast in the south. Beans is the expectedly commodity that traders love to trade and love to tag the headlines to weather. The trade will be listening close to Ed's forecast here as he gives it through the week. Then also, too, they'll be watching the GN News report here at 12:20 and just right before 1 o'clock every day to get a hint of weather to give them some traction. But the big news in the bean complex has been the strong basis levels. End users are trying to gather inventory of beans. Basis has been somewhat positive in some areas for beans. So really, old crop beans been the leader here for some time. But with some renewed weather concerns, we'll probably see that spread maybe reverse the other way for a while.
There was news about exports and Iran in the wheat pit. How's that playing out in the current trade?
It gave the market some spurt there on Friday. That news was anticipated there last week, and that's sort of what helped give the market some support in wheat. But I think overall the total number of purchases through March of 2009 is going to be about 5 million metric tons. We feel they've come forward and started pricing anywhere from 2 to 3 million metric tons. But with this break in here, it's given these countries a chance to pick up some food needs here on this price break. We would not be surprised to see the end users, such as your foreign countries, your hog and cattle, and poultry feeders, and even food processors, use price weakness from now into first part of harvest to start gathering inventory for the rest of 2008 into the first quarter 2009.
Anything else we should be looking at today?
Well, we're continuing to watch the energy complex. The market has the tendency to sort of follow that. We've had a good correction in crude oil. The overall confidence in the investment side is going to hinge off that crude oil. If crude oil can stay above $100 a barrel, you ought to see the investor confidence stay in the whole commodity complex. If not, you could see a massive exit out of the commodity side.
All right. Thanks, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal. Back to the board now. September wheat in Kansas City up 13.25 cents at 845.5. December 867 up 9. In Chicago, September wheat is up 5 cents at 816 a bushel. December 838.5 up 4. And corn, a September contract up 4.5 cents at 581.75. December corn $6.50 up 4. March corn 621 up 5, May 628, and that's not trading. August soybeans right now are at 1397 a bushel, up one or down 1.75 cents. The nearby contract there off 1.75 cents. September is up 8 cents though at 1396.5. November is at 1391, up 4.5. January beans are up 12 at 1416. August bean meal at 377.30 now, up 260. Bean oil for August down 22 at 58.95. On the livestock side, August live cattle down 60 now at 97.22.5. October 104.85 down 25. August feeders are at 111.52.5 down 22.5. September 111.75 down 17.5. August lean hogs are down 35 at 78.25, but the October contract is up 47.5 at 74.30. August pork bellies down 27.5 at 74.05. We're talking about the crude oil market. That's up 24 cents a barrel right now at $123.50 for the September. And again, quick look at Wall Street. The Dow is down 83 points at 11,288. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3, Urbana.